It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're at Flag Park in Lafayette, just a little bit south of Baseline Road, and we're looking out across some beautiful grassland, rolling hills.
We're seeing bumblebees and skippers.
There are a lot of white butterflies flitting about.
Oh, a big fight happened between two dragonflies that were tail chasing each other like two old World War II planes. Somebody got too close to someone else's favorite feeding territory.
There's a little creek below us that we're going to search for the ebony wings.
Today we're going to go look for one of the damselflies called a ebony jewel wing. Damselflies, to distinguish them from dragonflies, a dragonfly holds their wings almost perpendicular to their body out, like a plane. Damselfly folds them neatly over their back. Damselflies come in all different sizes, from very tiny fork tails to these very big, broad-winged damselflies, as they call them. Ebony jewel wing are almost 2 inches in length, which is probably the biggest damselfly in North America. It's spectacular, with a metallic blue-green head, thorax, and abdomen, and then these really black wings.
It's a relatively new species to Boulder County. This year, ecologist Bev Baker alerted us that they are here. It usually is associated with fairly slow-moving creeks and waters. Uh-oh, Scott's found.
See by the baby's breath? There's one about 2 feet behind it. There it is.
We're edging closer to the creek.
See the baby's breath?
Yeah.
Look at halfway in between.
Yes, yes. Oh, Scott, it is gorgeous. What a thrill. This is the ebony wing with her wings folded back. There it goes again. Gorgeous when it's flying because it's got a real wiggly kind of flight.
These broad-winged damselflies almost resemble butterflies because of their big, broad wings. They have a really amazing fluttering flight.
It's almost a helicopter type flight.
They use these black wings to signal each other. You'll see them perched on a leaf and they'll flare the black wings out, kind of like an air traffic controller on an aircraft carrier signaling somebody. And they'll flare those wings out to say, "Hey guy, come on over," or "Stay away from me. This is my territory. This is where I'm hunting insects."
I just spotted a mature male that has a bright emerald body.
There's three or four perched in the willows that overhang the creek. They're all sort of lined up with their heads facing the creek so that they can catch insects that are emerging off the water surface and nab them quickly out of the air.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, he just flew.
Yeah. Mm. They're like flying sticks of emerald.
Yes, that would be a better name, emerald stick.
Here at the beginning of July, we're just at the earliest part of the season, right around July 14th or 15th, there'll be hundreds here.
They have a fairly short lifespan, just a few weeks, so get out here in July if you want to see them.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.